You do not understand my offering, old Caspar simply stated, nor I yours. What use is frivolous frankincense to one of selfless spirit, born in purity? Yet in my gift, the answer to your fears lies deeply hidden. How to stop the night from stealing your glad kingdom, how to save your people from the freezing of the light. And in your incense lies a secret not known to you, but not to me, that I must learn. My myrrh is yours, your frankincense is mine. With that, the old man lifted up the chain over Balthazar's bejeweled crown, unlocking first the chest of heavy oak, then the delicate gilded rosewood box. He took the tiers of incense resin from their velvet resting place and placed instead the bitter ball of myrrh and locked it tight. The old man stared hard deep into the eyes of Balthazar, then turned back to the star. Not far now, the old man, pointing, said. And Balthazar could see their guiding light skimming the tops of trees on a distant hill, much lower in the sky than once it was, and brighter, larger, closer than before, as if it rested not upon the ether, but within the reach of mortal hands. As night's black blanket once again settled on the world, the strange star lighted exactly like a dove upon the roof of an old barn behind the inn that marked a stranger's welcome to the humble town of Bethlehem. The inn was busy, voices through the windows spilling gaily, mixed with candle glow and spirits, but the kings, sensing their journey's end, paid them no heed. Diverging from the path up to the tavern, they followed footprints in the dusty snow that led them to the stable's door, ajar and spilling out its own enchanting light, a golden bar upon the snowy ground. And from within the barn, they heard a voice that made them stop and listen at the door, afraid they might disturb the velvet song that carried through the winter air like warmth.